5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. As we launch into another week of fun and excitement, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, an update on an old case involving the FCC and the nipple slip situation. We'll get to that. I'll give you the latest there, but your calls are first. We go to the phones. David is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, David. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the Liberty Dollar.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you've covered this yet. Have you had a whole talk about the asset or civil asset forfeiture case they're going against?
Gosh, you haven't been listening much.
we haven't talked about it a lot recently. I mean,
recently maybe, but
there was a move where they actually filed the case. I know you talked about it, you know, when they were talking about doing this class action lawsuit and all that stuff. But the feds actually filed a lawsuit against them.
The feds have sued
maybe
the
not.
Liberty Dollar?
Yeah, they actually did. I was reading through the document they wrote up where they declare we are, you're a plaintiff and we're a defendant. I didn't think I heard you talk about that. And there were some interesting things in there I wanted to share. It's really just 4 points I wanted to cover.
Yeah, okay. Well, for those that don't know, the Liberty Dollar is an alternative currency that is really backed by something. It's actually backed by gold and silver. And they've been in the marketplace since 1998, successfully distributing their currency. And I guess the feds decided that they'd had enough. Late last year, in November, they came in and they raided the Liberty Dollar's home office and literally stole all of their precious metals and pretty much everything in their office. And Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar had been talking about a class action lawsuit in order to get the silver and the gold and the copper and all that stuff back and the platinum. And you're saying the feds have now sued the Liberty Dollar?
Sort of. For those who don't know, the civil asset forfeiture is a way they can take your property even if you're cleared of all crimes.
Oh, that's right. They're suing the actual. They're suing the actual silver.
Yeah,
that's
that was my first point. So you don't have to read the boring legalese. The part that's kind of funny at the beginning is it declares as the defendant. Like so many pounds of gold, so many pounds of silver, but not even this company aren't even listed as defendants.
Mm-hmm.
Like how do you sue a pile of metal, and how does the metal defend itself in court?
Only in the world of legal land could such a thing be possible.
But the three more interesting points that were worth knowing. One was it's claiming that it's illegal to make a coin that resembles currency.
U.S. You mean the U.S. currency?
Hmm?
You mean when you say that you mean U.S. currency?
Yeah. Or even foreign coins like Canadian coins or whatever. When we think of counterfeit, we usually think of it looks pretty darn close. But they're saying if it could be confused, even if it's very different. So it just kind of gives a preview for the coming criminal case. They're looking at things like trusting God, which they put on the coin, is similar to in God we trust. And so that could resemble enough.
Right. Apparently, maybe the standards that they're going by is, you know, your average dummy. Because, I mean, I've seen the Liberty Dollars. I've got a bunch of them myself, and they are clearly different from U.S. currency in that they're silver, shiny, beautiful, and they've got toll-free numbers and websites on them.
Yeah, it seems obvious. But and my other question is, what about those, have you seen those, like, million-dollar bills with the Statue of Liberty on them?
Hmm.
They're green.
Well, if this goes through, it might set precedence to go after those guys and the funny money and monopoly money.
Maybe, but then again, the million-dollar bills is more of a joke, and it's not a real serious competitor to the U.S. currency, which is why they went after it.
Right, it's not a serious competitor, but if they're saying that it could be the issue is confusion, then I think that there's somebody out there that could be confused. I've heard a news story of somebody trying to sell.
Yeah, but Mark, look, I mean, come on, I see where you're coming from, and you're not exaggerating on your point. They very well could do something like that, but seizing a bunch of million-dollar bills is, you know, it's funny money. It's not going to do them any good, whereas taking gold and silver is definitely something these federal people are interested in, because remember, they're just thieves, and so why would they want to go and steal a bunch of, you know, another bunch of stacks of paper? They've already got plenty of paper, but they don't have so much gold, silver, and platinum, so that's why they stole all the stuff from the Liberty Dollar.
I'm with you, and I agree that their motivations would be different. However, if they're making that, you know, point, you know, there's confusion. I've seen a $3 bill with Bill Clinton's face on it, too.
The chilling thing, though, the problem is it opens up. There's no definitive standard, so it really just becomes the whim of the judge who says, yeah, it's similar or it isn't.
Yep.
There's no standard.
Right.
Well, right now, also, the judge, when he's looking at this issue, is not impartial. He works for the government, so it's not just going to be a decision of whether or not it looks like it's similar. It's going to be, if I decide this looks similar, then my buddies get to keep, hundreds of pounds of silver and gold, or I don't remember how many pounds it was that they confiscated, it was millions and millions of dollars worth of precious metals. So if I decide it looks similar, then we get to keep the money, and if I decide it's different, then we have to give it back. I mean, that's going to be their choice.
The third point was, like, the even though some coins maybe kind of sort of resemble some U.S. coins, but the Ron Paul copper is so far off anything. It's got Ron Paul's head. There's no copper coin nearly as big. And they don't even list it as a coin that resembles anything, but it's still in the lawsuit, as though if some coins that you make maybe do legitimately resemble U.S. coins, then all your coins are now illegal, even the ones that don't.
Yeah, I can see that point, and likely they would, they're going to lose on that particular one, because obviously it doesn't look the Ron Paul copper is, it's bigger than a silver dollar, it's thicker than what they call a silver dollar.
And it's copper.
And it's made out of copper. I mean, there's nothing like that out there. But they're going to lose that portion, but, what they like to do in these lawsuits is they like to give a little bit back to the defendant, and I'll bet you they give back the copper thing.
Like a bribe.
But just, say,
got something.
We're being fair here, aren't we? It's fair.
Here's the last point, which probably the most shocking one of all. One of the similarities they had the gall to actually cite is that the Lady Liberty design that's on just its basic Silver Liberty resembles one of the recent presidential dollar coins, I think, with James Madison. And
okay.
What's interesting about that is the Silver Liberty was out in, I think you said, 98. And the James Madison dollar came out last year.
So they beat it to the market.
Or 2007.
Yeah, so even if you make a coin first, you're still guilty. And it raises questions like, so if they want to put you out of business, they just start making coins that are like yours.
Apparently.
And then
let's
say you comply and you change your dies to have a different design, will they go after people who distribute coins that were made before the James Madison dollar or whatever?
It's crazy. I mean, I don't expect anything good to come out of this. Now, Bernard was, he's still filing his lawsuit and trying to, get an injunction on that particular case?
I don't remember the details. I don't own any of the certificates, so I couldn't get in on it. But this was actually in one of his alerts, and it almost slipped through because it focused on other issues, but then I kind of clicked through the links and found that government, a PDF of the actual document. And
Now that you bring that up, I remember coming across it, but for whatever reason, it didn't click with me, and I guess we didn't talk about
it
on the air.
Yeah, you've got to look it up. You might find some more details you might want to talk about on the air that I missed.
I think you pretty
much nailed
it.
Thanks for bringing it up, and sorry for being crabby at you.
Yeah,
when you talk about federal government, it's easy to get crabby.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude, for the call, David. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So in case you didn't quite pick up this point, it's pretty important. Whenever the government goes after asset forfeiture, when they use these asset forfeiture laws against somebody, whether they be an alleged drug dealer or, in this case, somebody who had some gold and silver, they actually charge in court the money. They charge the money. They do not charge
having
the individual.
Done something wrong.
Correct.
Something. How can money do anything?
Correct.
It doesn't
move. And I don't think there's ever really been a case in which the money has won. I don't think there has.
I don't know. I don't know much about it, but it's all very strange to me.
Yeah, it's really sad when these things happen, because how do you deal with that? How do you hire a lawyer for the money to go in and defend the money? Can the money sign its own paperwork to hire the lawyer? It's very confusing, and the whole asset forfeiture situation is set up to be a win situation for the government. I mean, there's very, very little chance that you, as a defendant in that situation, will actually come out victorious in any way.
And
all
these laws were passed in the under the guise of being tough on the war on drugs, tough on crime, and when really they're tough on Americans, and they're tough on you keeping your personal property is what they are.
Yep.
These people didn't do anything wrong in having gold and silver and using it back and forth.
Yes, they did.
No, yes,
they did. They threatened the government's solvency, Mark. They threatened the legitimacy of the state by using an alternative currency. Everyone is supposed to use their worthless money, and so these Liberty Dollar people went out and used real money, and that's very dangerous to the state. For the rest of us, it's good news. We should be using alternative currencies, and the Liberty Dollar is a wonderful example of that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 21st, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 963.10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $990.52, $487.75 for half ounce, and $243.88 for quarter ounce. That's $990.52, $487.75, and $243.88.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. They appear on the Shrine, and you could too if you are a lady listener. Go get all the details on how to do that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And, of course, look around and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. To your calls, we go to Aaron in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. I was listening to last night's show right now on the podcast.
Saturday's show, yes, sir.
Saturday's show. Sorry about that. Yeah, and I just finished listening to a call from some end-of-the-world Bible literalist, and I want to thank Mark for calling the guy out to the mat with Jesus' real name, that it's, in fact, not actually Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a mistranslation.
You know, it's funny to me that whole issue is that, Jesus' real name is Yaheshua, and then the English translation of it, obviously, is Joshua. You know, and that in and of itself to me is enough to prove not that Christianity isn't true. I don't think you can ever prove that one way or the other. But it's enough to prove to me that a fair and just God would say, look, there's some translation problems here with this book, and I can understand if you don't believe it literally word for word. And therefore it calls everything into question. If the Bible isn't the unerring literal word of God, every dot, every tittle, then what do you do with it?
They claim that it is.
Not everybody does.
The literalists do.
The literalists do, but many Christians, they go by, whatever I feel like believing in, whichever parts of it I like. And I can understand, I guess, whatever it is that you choose to do as far as your religion goes. I mean, mine's essentially made up, too, so whatever.
But I think a lot of Christians and, various denominations of, and I include Catholics and all this in there, is that all of their roots, they're all rooted in Judaism. I mean, all of these Christian denominations, they're all offshoots of, Jewish people believing that Jesus was the Messiah at the time. So they had an offshoot to create their own religion. And where I think the Bible becomes, and I hate to use the word, but I'm going to say it, bastardized, is when it came over into the Western world. Now, the Aramaics and the Hebrews, the foundation of what Judaism is, was an illiterate culture, no written language.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of their myths and stories were told, around the campfire over generations.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what became what we just call the Talmud. And even the Old Testament, to a point, is finally a written record of that oral tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jews, even at that time, understood, the concept of a game of telephone, that over, generations telling the story, things start to change, and they stopped viewing these stories as actual literal of...
Uh-oh. Aaron, are you on a cell phone?
Hello?
Are you on a cell phone?
I am.
All right, it's dropping out a little. Say those last few lines again.
I would say the Old Testament, the Talmud, is more of like an Aesop's fable than it is an actual literal recording of history.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there some crackpot on here claiming the Talmud was satanic?
Right, the Talmud's satanic, whereas the Torah wasn't, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and you know what? I had to force myself not to call in and ream that guy too.
Why not? You should call in and ream people if you feel like it.
Man, that one really.
We like a good reaming.
I don't know if you guys remember, I called a couple months ago. I'm the Orthodox Jew that's an agnostic.
That's very interesting. Only in Judaism, by the way, can you be an Orthodox Jew and agnostic at the same time.
Exactly. But, what a lot of these literalists don't understand is that the Old Testament and the New Testament were written by Jews to convince other Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. And at the time that these stories were being written and told to other Jews to convince them of this, they were still in this oral tradition of, you know, they would tell great, big, over-the-top fables and stories, but Jews understood that these weren't literal happenings, but these were supposed to be anecdotes of the great miracles that this man could do. And it wasn't until the religion became westernized, it's Western thought that sinks in terms of literals and not in terms of abstract. It's when it became westernized and translated into, you know, the languages that we know, that it became literal. And it was never intended to be that way.
Interesting.
You know, there are a whole bunch of books, we call them the Apocrypha, and I'm sure you've heard of them, that they basically are these folk tales that are too folk tale-y for the Bible.
Like Jesus Christ as a little boy supposedly made a dove out of mud and threw it up in the air, and then his mother Mary from the kitchen window saw him, freaked out and scolded him and said, "You're too young to be performing your miracles in public." That's one of those stories.
You know, there's all kinds of them. I hadn't heard that one, but it's interesting. And the thing is the Christians don't realize they culled out a bunch of this stuff that was even too crazy. Saint George and the Dragon, I believe, is one of the Old Testament Bibles books, and it just goes to show that, you know, it's that crazy sounding stuff. And they culled all this stuff out to make it more believable. You know, the whole walking on water, turning water to wine, raising the dead. That stuff was considered believable compared to
the other stuff.
A lot of the other stuff. And I'm not just talking about Jesus' miracles. I'm talking about all kinds of books of the Bible.
Interesting. I didn't know all that.
And so you've got it's a folk tale, people. Yep. I mean, there are all kinds of saviors running around. They thought that Jesus, you know, there was another group that thought that Jesus came, 100 years prior to that. There are all kinds of saviors running around at that time, and I don't mean literally running around. They were imaginary people.
Yeah.
Paul never places Jesus in Jerusalem in any of his letters. He never places Jesus on earth. He never talks about any of his miracles. He never talks about any of his life. He only talks about his death, his resurrection, and that kind of stuff. He only talks about him in a sort of a savior setting. He doesn't talk about him as a man who walked on earth. That's the other disciples that talk about that stuff. And Paul is the majority of the books of the New Testament. It's a mess.
And if anybody's interested, you know, really to know, like, what hogwash, you know, literal belief in these texts are, you only have to do a little bit of research at the library on the internet. The Romans at the time were better record keepers than the Nazis were. And there are records of this man's birth. The birth miracle with the star and the three kings and all of that. Yeah, they're a record of all of these things happening, but they all happened over the course of about 8 or 9 years. The idea that a Jewish person would be born in a manger would never, ever happen. The only reason that became part of the story is, you know, it all kind of goes down to that Jewish guilt thing. We've had the Jewish guilt for millennia. The idea that someone could be born from such a humble beginning as being born in a manger when there's a perfectly good hotel next door.
Thanks for the call tonight, Aaron. We appreciate the discussion. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with lots of people, over 2,000 participants there, over 350,000 posts. Again, it's all for free, so go on to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It is the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Go get funny, sexy, clever T-shirts all at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at JumpTees.com. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants. 800-259-9231 to your call. Sam in Texas on the amp line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I watched this movie online called Zeitgeist. Now, I don't recommend it because...
Zeitgeist,
yeah, thank you.
Zeitgeist is German for the spirit of the times.
It's one of them funny words.
It's a German word, and it means spirit of the times. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Now, I don't recommend it because it goes into all the 9/11 stuff in the middle, but the very beginning is, I thought, was pretty fascinating. And it talks about, you know, religions over time, and, you know, the most important thing to people back then was the sun. I mean, they lived and died by it. They planted their crops, and they were farming people, and, it, you know, there wasn't this abundance of food and all of these products and services that keep us safe today.
Well, you know, if you're going to worship something, I mean, the sun is a pretty good god to worship.
And then it started drawing corollaries with the Bible and some of the stories, and talks about how the natural rotation of the earth, what happens is the sun gets lower and lower in the horizon, where on Easter it reaches its lowest point, where it sits for 3 days, and then it rises again. Sounds a lot like the story in the Bible.
It does sound that way, yeah.
I read last week they found some, I can't remember if it was a stone tablet or a scroll or something, that describes the same thing, the same process of this Savior or whatever, dying for 3 days and then rising again. And this was from before Christ. So this idea has been around, you know, time and time again. It also talks about how...
Well, before you go on, Sam, they have, you know, apparently the church doctrine on this is, in fact, that Satan knew that Jesus was going to come and then created all these, you know, savior stories prior to Jesus coming. So that's the church doctrine. I mean, that's the best they can do is Satan made up all these stories.
They were all plants. All of the other stories that have virtually the same story arc and details.
They're not true.
Were all planted by Satan.
However, the Jesus one is.
I see.
Yeah.
And then people don't see that as just clutching at straws.
But they may or may. Most of them just simply haven't ever heard it before at all. And it's fine. It's fine with me if you don't want to look into it, if you like your religion the way it is and you like your church community the way it is, and that's all fine.
Well, challenging one's belief system can be an uncomfortable process, and people want to deny and reject.
What bothers me mostly about Christianity, I must admit that I'm mad at the religion for the, you know, just all the crap that was jammed down my throat in Christian school. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to admit that. I know it sounds like it,
well,
and it's true.
It's not the religion that jammed all that stuff down your throat. It's the organized religion that did that.
Yeah.
The religion is are just ideas and thoughts. It's what the people who have gotten together in order to make money from it have turned it into that I think has created all of that.
Mm, indeed. Any other things you wanted to share?
One other interesting thing that I thought it was pretty shocking was every 2,150 years, roughly, the solar system rotates or something like that, and we point to a different constellation. Now, right now, we're pointing at the Pisces-like constellation, which is why the Christians, it said, well, look at the sign that the Christians use, the two fish, whereas before that, it was the Taurus, and when Moses comes down from the mountain, they're all worshiping the Taurus and or the bull, the statue of the bull, when he says, no, cast away that god, now it's this one, you know. So I don't know. The Bible has a lot of great examples of how people can live their life and create and make positive differences in the world. It's also got a lot of other crap in it, so take it for what it's worth, I guess.
There are a lot better books out there with just a bunch of positive good stuff, and you don't have to filter out the nonsense. So it's certainly not the best advice book out there.
I think it's fine, and I think it's but at the same time, it's a collection of old fables, folklore. And if you're going to believe old folklore, why that folklore? Why not other folklore?
Well, that's what mom and dad believe.
I mean, if I decided to believe, you know, whatever, if you pick one, right? Pick one of the old religions. But I believe that Thor made thunder. There's a man up there with a big hammer making thunder.
Mm.
Oh, come on, people.
Could be, Mark. You don't know.
Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Oh, you're going to court tomorrow, right?
I am, yes.
All right, so I'm sure we'll hear some more interesting stories from Sam's adventures in legal land. Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's
on
your
mind? I have something to say regarding the Bible, too.
Okay.
See, I used to grew up as a Catholic Protestant family. I started researching the Bible. I haven't seen Zeitgeist, but I do agree with the concept, you know, about the literalist, you know, translation of the Bible and interpretation. See, I believe that these so-called Christian churches aren't really Christian at all, but they were churches that were started by men after Jesus walked the earth. And you look at the Roman Emperor Constantine and the Council of Nicaea, the Roman Emperor and a bunch of religious leaders got together and decided what was heresy and what was orthodoxy. And anyone who didn't accept the Nicene Council's decisions were declared heretics. They were persecuted, burned alive. So, you know, I don't exactly reject the Bible, but I reject this Protestant church which claims to be Christianity since the 1500s. There's been this movement called Protestantism that mm-hmm. started with Martin Luther when they rejected some of the Catholic doctrine and say, well, we'll pick and choose, and they rejected some of it, but they didn't reject all of it. They didn't reject the Nicene Council's the views of Jesus. They didn't reject the other philosophically, you know, manipulated and politically manipulated views.
Well, before you go on, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God?
No, only begotten. See, I don't believe the Nicene Councils, that they're homoousios. If you Google the word homoousios, that's
I don't know how you even spell that one.
It's H-O-M-O-U-S-I-O-S, or homoousion. It's a Greek word which means one substance. It was proposed at the Nicene Council, and that one little word, there was a dispute if Christ was homoousios or homoiousios. It's two
okay.
different words. It just had an I. One difference of one eye. If you look this up on the internet, you'll see a lot of references because I have researched this before.
I'll take your word for it.
In the past, you know, I do believe, you know, the truth has been hidden, just like, you know, other truths in this world are just shoved aside and called false. So I believe, you know, like even the Bible says, the way of truth will be hidden because it's discredited. Truth is often discredited as falsehood. It always exists. Truth always exists. But it's usually painted in a negative light.
Isn't that the truth?
I agree
with you there. And,
regardless, political truth, religious truth, I believe it's all truth is always discredited. It's never accepted because it's always looked down upon and frowned on. And, you know, they don't destroy truth, but what they do is try to call it a bad name.
Sure. Like anarchy or something like that. We talk about voluntary interaction on this program. People try to make
look
us sound
Jesus
like we're...
Day. Look what they... I mean, even if you do believe there's a Christ, look what they painted him, you know, they called him all the names in the book. See, I don't believe the Roman Empire ever converted to Christianity. I think that's a lie. What they did is they took their pagan myths and mixed them with Christ's teachings.
Well, they did that with, there were lots of religions that was done with in order, and in some cases, just to make it, you know, just more palatable for the pagans.
Carl, yeah. Thanks for the call. Good observations. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It seems to me that most of these world religions, whether they're here now or in the past, were just a bunch of guys that made arbitrary decisions and then said that they heard them from God.
Well, they wanted to control behavior.
Yeah, right. And then they said, well, I'm the only one that can talk to God, so I'm right about this. More coming back. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. And bring up whatever you want.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, the latest on the FCC and the Janet Jackson situation. Of course, your calls are primary, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Just start your shopping there. You can buy used items, brand new, over 41 categories to shop in, everything from their huge selection of books to a grocery store, all available at amazon.freetalklive.com.
I just ordered something this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What was it?
A book called Them. It's I can't remember the author. I'm not ready prepared.
Fiction?
It's nonfiction. It's about the guy who infiltrated the Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones.
Why are you reading about the Bohemian Grove?
I believe it's a book called Extremists in Action or something like that. And it's a different take on what was found there.
Hmm. Well, you'll have to let us know how that is.
Yeah.
Because the Bohemian Grove kooks call the show from time to time, so it would be good to have that, I guess, to combat them with.
Yeah, I don't know that it's combat. I mean, it's other information.
Okay, fair enough.
From a different point of view.
All right, let's continue here. I'm not saying, by the way, that weird things don't go on at the Bohemian Grove. I don't really know. I've seen some of the footage, and it seems kind of weird what they do there, and I certainly know that they are power hungry freaks that meet up at the Bohemian Grove. So it can't be good what's going on at the Bohemian Grove, but I don't care what's going on at the Bohemian Grove.
I went to this organization that they have, they have a whole bunch of people sitting around and chanting, and then they take people into this bathtub, and they dip them down into the bathtub. That's what they called themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people do weird things all the time.
Sure, there's all kinds of organizations. They have all kinds of weird rituals.
It doesn't bother me, what the politicians do in their off time. I don't care if they go bowling or go to the Bohemian Grove or sit at home and watch TV. As long as they want to control other people's lives, that's when I get involved. That's when I get disturbed and I get active. And that's what I am working to change. I'm working to change that aspect of things. If they want to go and party in the woods with sacrificing goats or whatever it is that they do.
Giant statue of an owl or something.
That's their business. As long as they aren't trying to control people's lives, which they are. So therefore, we oppose that and we talk about freedom. And hopefully people like that message instead. Let's talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. First off, the Maccabees were considered saviors long before Jesus Christ came into being.
The Maccabees?
Heard the name. Yeah.
What are they?
They were... Well, they were in their pocket for when they saved the Jews from the Greeks, and they supposedly had a candle that was staying lit for 8 days. That's how we got Hanukkah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, but what I called about was in Columbus, Ohio, there's a community initiative to, on speeding where they make stops, and this one guy was stopped for speeding on his motorbike, and the police officer said, oh, he was nice, you know?
Huh? He said he was nice? I don't understand.
He said the gentleman was nice to him.
Okay.
While he was giving the ticket out, you mean?
Yeah.
And what's the point?
What's the relevance of that? I don't really understand.
I just wanted to bring that up. And
The gentleman said the police officer was nice?
The policeman said the gentleman was nice.
Yes, awfully nice of him as he was giving him a ticket.
But why bring that up, Dave? What's your point of bringing that up?
My point is, there's traffic stops or something like that. Like, they have the police helicopter flying over and clocking people and doing 20 miles per hour over in the speed limit or something.
Did the cop give him a ticket when the guy said it was nice? That he said it was nice? Yeah. Huh.
They even showed a picture of it in the paper.
Well, people generally believe that the police, you know, the people that are interacting with the cops getting tickets from them are generally as nice as they possibly can be, so they can hopefully get a smaller ticket because they understand if they say something mean to the cop could in some way punish them. I don't really know what's newsworthy here, Dave, beyond the fact that there was a speed trap going on in Columbus.
All right.
Thanks for the call. All right, thank you, sir.
800-259-9231. Sometimes poignant, sometimes confusing. Dave in Ohio. All right, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Hey, you know, speaking of the police, I know I said we're going to talk about the FCC thing, but there is a little bit of news from one locality in America, at the very least, where talking back to the police, so you're not nice to the cops, you could get an extra charge.
Backsassing?
Yeah, according to Wendy McElroy at the History News Network, HNN.us, talk back to a cop and go to jail, at least in Lafayette, Colorado, where it's now a crime to verbally disrespect a so-called authority. An article the local Daily Camera provides background as of Sunday the 13th, and according to a local commentator on the news item, the ordinance has now passed the city council and become law as of last Tuesday. Here's what the ordinance states. It is unlawful for any person to make forceful contact, strike, or to do bodily harm, to attempt to make, to threaten to make, or forceful contact. They repeat the forceful contact thing over and over again. So you can't make forceful contact, attempt to make forceful contact,
or threaten
to make forceful contact.
All sounds fine to me.
Strike or do bodily harm to, either verbally or by action or gesture to any peace officer in the performance of such officer's official duties or attempt to perform such duties. Profane, abusive, insulting, taunting, or provoking language directed to a police officer, or rather peace officer, which may reasonably promote a violent response or reaction, shall be deemed a violation of this section, whether accompanying the aforesaid actions or not. So, if you are
if somebody antagonizes a police officer, they don't have the same strictures upon acting on that that action that we do.
You cannot curse at a cop in Lafayette, Colorado.
Yeah.
It does not matter if you're actually attacking the police officer. It's if you're attacking him with your words. As long as the cop...
Which, of course, is ludicrous. Words can't do anything to you.
Right. And the only real specification here is that the cop must feel violent. So if the cop... it says if the reaction shall be... if it may reasonably promote a violent response. So if cursing at a cop gets the cop all upset and he wants to hurt you...
But what if you don't curse at him? What if you just use language that upsets the cop to the point that he wants to hurt you?
Sure, it could be, you're right, it could be insulting. It could be abusive, provoking, or taunting. It could be anything that the cop says made him upset. Anything that you do or say.
I've called bureaucrats. I've called them thieves before.
Yeah, that could be considered abusive. It could be considered insulting.
That's nuts.
Provoking. And in short, according to Ms. Egg,
I don't believe it makes any sense at all to curse at a police officer. You know what I mean?
No, but the cops around here, we actually were on a ride-along with one of the police lieutenants here in Keene, and somehow this particular issue came up where he was talking about how, you know, his officers had been instructed that if somebody says something to their face, or maybe it wasn't him, maybe it was Brad Jardis. Anyway, some New Hampshire cop has said to me that they're trained to take this stuff. Like, you know, you're just supposed to smile, move on, and that person's
what
a
else
jerk,
would you
whatever.
Do? I mean, that's what a professional in the course of his business would do.
But in Lafayette, things are a little different now. In short, around a cop, you have no freedom of speech, nor do you have any real idea what he might consider provoking language. Apparently, the police in Lafayette are so badly trained that cuss words can provoke them into uncontrollable violence. And since this is the same police force that recently tasered to death a 19-year-old kid accused of growing marijuana, this assessment may be true, which is all the more reason to give them less and not more power over your life, let alone the power to regulate which words may come out of your mouth. On the other extreme, perhaps the cops of Lafayette are so delicate that rude words shatter their fragile psyches. Perhaps the ordinance was inspired by a court incident where a 200-pound cop broke down on the stand and wailed, "Your Honor, the defendant was mean to me." Cops already abuse their authority with near impunity. They can literally get away with murder. Now a Lafayette cop can arrest you for uttering words that, in the sole opinion of that judge and jury officer, are obstructive or provoking. Do you really want to live in a country that gives that authority to men with guns?
It sounds crazy to me. I mean, it's just crazy.
She says, on the bright side, and yeah, the situation is so oppressive that I consider this to be a glimmer of hope. Maybe Lafayette just wants your money. Maybe they see monitoring your cuss word as a cash cow, and they're actually indifferent to imposing a social contract beyond what's necessary to make you stand still if they pick your pocket. I suspect the ordinance is inspired by a combination of both motives. Moreover, even if it's fiscally motivated, it is sure to be misused by sensitive cops who will gladly crack your ribs for being disrespectful. Now, as we pointed out before, just because you don't live in Lafayette, Colorado, doesn't mean you will be immune from this. Governments all around the country paying close attention to what laws, government people, they pay close attention to what laws they manage to pass and get away with, and which ones fail, crash and burn. And, of course, most pass and they get away with them. So they'll be watching and they'll be seeing that they'll get away with charging people money for insulting the cops or offending the police, and you'll see other governments around the country pick up this same law, and it may come to a town near you. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie.